I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A Tasmanian devil bears only a slightly greater resemblance to its cartoon version than a cricket bears to Jiminy. But there is one similarity, and it's of great concern to conservationists. Just as Taz appeared in only 5 Looney Tunes, the Tasmanian devil is rare in real life. It's now an endangered species. Producer Jake Warga traveled to the home of the devil, the Australian island of Tasmania. He sent us this report.
When you think about the Tasmanian devil, whatever you do, don't think of Bugs Bunny.
I don't even know what a Tasmanian devil is. I'd better find out more about him.
The devil is almost nothing like the cartoon. It's small and very cute, black like a bear cub, but with large mouse ears and white belly stripes. Okay, it might sort of spin around when fighting another for food, and it does have powerful teeth.
Its jaws as powerful as a steel trap, has ravenous appetite, eats tigers, lions, elephants, buffaloes, donkeys, giraffes, octopuses, rhinoceroses, mooses, ducks.
Rabbits.
Rabbits?
And yes, it can eat all those things, but not because it's a raving demonic predator. No, it's a carrion eater. It eats the dead. Like little disposal units. Mainly it's dead kangaroos, wallabies, wombats. Basically, these days, that means a lot of roadkill. And since they're fond of roadkill, they often become roadkill themselves. But cars are no longer their greatest threat. Unfortunately, when fighting for food or mating, devils like this one at the Tasmanian Devil Conservation Park near Port Arthur bite each other. A lot. It's through this biting that the devils have begun passing along a terrible disease.
Fatal, contagious cancer. When one devil bites another one, if the first devil has the disease, it passes it on and the second devil dies within 5 or 6 months.
John Hamilton runs his conservation park.
We can't imagine it being any worse. It will become diabolical.
This disease is a disfiguring facial cancer. It produces, frankly, revolting-looking large tumours on the head and face of the animal.
Hamish McCollum is a disease ecologist at the University of Tasmania.
The animals die essentially because they can no longer feed.
The disease first appeared about 12 years ago. Some think that the isolation of devils on the small island of Tasmania after the last ice age created too small a genetic pool, which was extremely vulnerable to disturbance. Then, over the last couple of hundred years, humans have, as humans do, built farms, roads, cities, fragmenting and destroying natural habitats, and making the devils even more vulnerable to some kind of wild card. Again, John Hamilton.
It's now taken very seriously that the Tasmanian devil, as a species, has reached a genetic bottleneck. Within a small community of devils, there was some inbreeding that was just so close with a group of Tasmanian devils that it threw up something extraordinary.
The Tasmanian government is desperately looking for ways to reverse that bottleneck. One is to establish disease-free populations and isolate them from other devils.
We're on Morire Island, which is about 10 kilometres off the east coast of Tassie.
Being Australia, Morire Island wasn't always a beautiful national park. I met with a ranger, Margie Jenkins.
The place was a convict settlement.
It was one of the most feared penal settlements in the world, where convicts were sent if they committed further crimes after being sent to Tasmania in the 19th century. And the qualities that made it a good penal colony then make it a good wildlife refuge now.
Of course, being an island, we've got the advantage of being able to be quarantined naturally as we're surrounded by water.
So this is kind of a Noah's Ark for Australia?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a Noah's Ark, and that was definitely the idea behind it, to create this refuge. There is a contained area, which is part of the insurance population, which is on the island. We've only got 3 male devils at the moment.
At least the little devils are being treated much better than the male convicts during the penal settlement days.
We try to give them entertainment, if you like, so putting in things that will smell different or feel different or taste different, whole show bags of, you know, oils and smelling things to try to entertain the devils in these captive programs.
Alas, elsewhere, things are not looking good. Another control population thought to be immune to the disease isn't. John Hamilton.
The Tasmanian devil is to Tasmania what the kangaroo is to Australia. There's something spiritual there. What a great loss it'll be if in fact we lose this animal.
Aside from the particulars of the nasty cancer, the story of the Tasmanian devil is tragically familiar in Australia. Hamish McCollum of the University of Tasmania.
Australia has the worst record of mammal extinctions in the world over the last 300 to 400 years. A quarter of all the mammal extinctions worldwide since 1600 have occurred in Australia.
Most of those are due to the impact of European settlers over the last 200 years or so. Still, I asked him, if extinction is a natural process, should we be interfering?
The extinction rates now are running between 100 and 1,000 times above the background level. So whilst extinction's a natural event, extinctions at the rate at which they're occurring at the moment are an unnatural event, and therefore I think it's appropriate we should try to reduce extinctions of species where we can.
In this particular case, rough estimates are that the Tasmanian devil will disappear within 20 years without significant human intervention. Before I leave John Hamilton's conservation park, I take a quick photo of a devil running around its little pen. It regards me briefly, posing, before scurrying off. The image glows on the back of my camera, then is gone, and I realize I've seen the face of what may well be a condemned species in my lifetime. If devils die in the wild, complete their sentence of extinction, their skeletons will join those of other uneaten corpses on Tasmania, and they'll join other animals staring out from textbooks, old National Geographics, and museum displays in our cartoon imaginations. As much as I love those things, here's hoping it doesn't come to that. For The World, I'm Jake Warga in Tasmania, Australia.
You can see photos of the Tasmanian devil, the real one, at our website, theworld.org.